Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. The final year of Jeanine Hampton's term as Kentucky Lieutenant Governor was dominated by a dispute with her boss, Governor Matt Bevin, and a lawsuit she filed against him. But Hampton is hoping to be remembered for more than that. She helped build up the state's aerospace industry, visited more than 200 schools, and worked on issues like youth suicide. In the first of a two-part interview, I asked Hampton about the ups and downs of her time in office.
I am very proud of the projects that I did that help Kentucky's youth. Of course, there's the Lieutenant Governor's Entrepreneurship Challenge that I started, the STEM Challenge for middle school girls. There's a self-directed literacy program, just a number of things, and the school visits as well. I'm really proud of those, well over 200 unique school visits, just sharing my personal story with Kentucky's young people.
Where would you have liked to have been more involved in policymaking?
Oh, you know, I wish I'd gotten more involved in the budget, and I wasn't. And I also wanted to be more involved in the pension problem. I really did, especially since I was in the schools. I would have done roundtables with teachers and gotten their opinions and on what they thought was the issue, if anything, and how what they thought were potential solutions and bring those back to Frankfort.
Your decision to run with Governor Bevin. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that decision?
Well, that year, 2014, both of us had run and lost in different races. But I got to know Matt the previous year in 2013 through my Tea Party activity. I was part of a statewide coalition of Tea Parties, and we were vetting candidates, and we vetted then-candidate Matt Bevin. And when he lost his race, he helped a lot of us first-timers behind the scenes with advice and counsel. And you know, when I got the phone call, I was pretty incredulous at the time that he would even consider me. But I knew I could do it.
On the filing deadline, when Governor Bevin decided to run without you on his ticket, mm-hmm. How did you first find out about that?
Well, he had hinted maybe 2 years ago or so that he was thinking of replacing me, which it's not uncommon. But that said, I thought I was doing a great job. I was all over the state, known all over the state. So it seemed like to me, the more solid choice would have been to keep me on. But he told me he wanted something else. And so I just accepted that. But I didn't find out for certain until I think it was 30 minutes before he filed.
What was your relationship like with the governor between him deciding to run without you on the ticket and two of your staff members, Steve Nipper and Adrian Southworth, being let go?
Well, I don't even think we really spoke then. I still don't understand why my people were fired without my involvement. They were great. I just want to say that for the record.
Did you ever receive any answers regarding that?
Well, only what's been stated in public. Of course, the governor's chief of staff claimed responsibility for firing Adrian. So, and the reason I took it to court is because I challenge whether the lieutenant governor, the question at stake was, can the lieutenant governor control her own staff? Can she have control of her own staff? Now, the judge came back and said no, but I still disagree with that.
We've been speaking with 57th Lieutenant Governor of Kentucky, Jeanine Hampton. You can listen to part two of this interview tomorrow at the same time. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.